is entitled To Text or Not to Text? Results from a survey of STD clinic patients in New York City, 2012. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Okay. So I think a lot of people have already covered this, but it's clear that 90% of adults have cell phones at this point. About 58% of those have smartphones, and that it's usually the young adults that are more likely to have a smartphone, and that 81% of the cell phone users have the ability to send and receive text messages. So people have the phones, they have the capability. Jess already went through the background for New York City, but we do have 8 STD clinics, free confidential services, and my survey was done in 2012. So in 2012, there were 94,166 visits to the clinic. So Jess also went through the current system that we have in terms of test results. So it's a retrieval system that's linked to our EMR. And the main point that I want to make here is that it's a passive result system right now. There are no push notifications. So to give you some background on what the clinics currently do in terms of text messaging, at registration, the patient's cell phone number and carrier is collected, and the patient are given the option of opting out of receiving text messages from the clinics. It's explained to the patients that only generic return to clinic messages would be sent. The text messages are sent through Outlook accounts because we don't have enough cell phones out in the clinics to do this. And they're sent to carrier-specific email addresses. And the content really just says urgent health matter, return to, for example, Chelsea Health Center, and it gives a phone number. We only send these text messages when we have a positive result and the patient hasn't been treated, and they really haven't responded to phone calls so far. So it's just one extra thing that we do to try to get them to come back. So we conducted the survey to get a better understanding of our patients' current access to mobile technology and to gauge interest in the clinic's use of this technology when communicating with the patients. So we conducted the survey from March to April of 2012. It was a paper-based survey distributed at all 9 of the clinics. We actually had 9 clinics at the time of the survey. We now have 8. It was completely voluntary and anonymous and was available in both English and Spanish. It was a 1-page paper survey, so 2 sides, 19 questions. So the results. So between March and April 2012, we collected over 3,300 paper surveys. And during that same time frame, there was about 16,515 visits to the clinics, which means that we had a survey response rate of 20%. The survey respondents were similar to the overall STD clinic population during the collection time frame in regards to gender and age. And a majority of the respondents and the clinic patients were male and less than 30 years of age. So in terms of access to technology, what we found was that 77% of the respondents said that they had access to either a laptop or desktop computer with internet. 76% had access to a smartphone that had web or internet capability. And then when you looked at the combined overall access, so anyone who said either computer or smartphone, it was 92% of the respondents. Overwhelmingly, 87% of the respondents said that they had unlimited text messaging plans. We asked this because we had been told that there was a concern about texting patients because they would be annoyed that they were using up your number of text messages that they're allowed per month. So while the survey found that most patients had not switched their cell phone number in the last 6 months, almost half had experienced service interruption at least once in the same time frame. And since confidentiality is an issue when you're looking at these kind of programs that rely on text messaging, we thought it was interesting that 8% of the survey respondents reported sharing their phone or their password with someone else. When asked what their preferred method of contact would be if a test result was positive or follow-up was needed, respondents indicated a preference for cell phone calls. So the next two most popular answers were email and text, and there were no significant differences found by gender or age in terms of preferred method of contact. So what we currently do now, as I explained, was to call first and then potentially send a text. So it seems to be in line with what the patients are interested in. So as we saw from the previous slide, when only 25% of respondents were interested in receiving a text message if their results were positive, almost three quarters, or 72%, did indicate an interest in receiving a more generic text message alerting them that their test results were ready. So the next slide is going to go over the more details about the acceptability of this generic text message, but we also found that the survey found that there was a little less than half of respondents who would want to receive health education text messages from the clinic. So this goes into the acceptability of receiving the text message when results were ready. So we found that the acceptability was high, over 70% for both males and females, and that over 60% of all ages of respondents were interested in this, with the highest, over 70%, among those respondents who were under 35 years old. Spanish speakers were a little less likely to be willing to sign up for this type of text message as compared to English speakers, and that was significant. So this graph here shows just other interests. We had a question, what else? We asked them if they had ever been on our website and looked at the STD page, and then what other information they would want added to the page. So 46% of respondents overall indicated that they had ever been to our webpage, the STD webpage. And then when we asked them what else they were interested in, the most popular response was an advice column from an STD expert, followed by the other STD resources in the community, a clinic finder, and sex education videos. So in conclusion, a vast majority of the STD clinic patients have access to the internet and you know, either through handhelds or computers. Almost everybody has unlimited text message plans, and people are interested in receiving generic test results, similar to what Florida just presented around like a one or a two or something that's more general, like your results are ready, as opposed to actually a text message that says, you know, this is your result itself. We also found that there seems to be opportunities to disseminate health education and prevention messages via text, that but that privacy really seems to be still an issue since a large majority don't want results sent directly to them. And the fact that there is some instability in terms of cell phone use, so they're not necessarily switching numbers, but their service is getting cut off frequently. And we find this a lot when we're trying to reach patients, even someone who was just there a day or two before, all of a sudden their service is no longer available. So that's it. I just wanted to thank the triage and the registration staff who actually collected the surveys and handed them out, and the clinic managers who helped overall with the project, and Jeff, as always, thank you very much.